All right, Kenny, strong start. Birdies on four of your first top five holes. Can you just talk about that?
Yeah, what a way to start this event. When I birdied the first three, I thought, well, man, this might be a special day. And it was a good day. And I kind of let a few get away there coming down the home stretch. But all in all, if you can shoot three under around this joint, you got to be happy.
Good. Kenny, you were talking the other day that you really like this putt stuff. What is it about it that fits your eye?
Well, you can't – I mean, this is a golf course that tests your game. I mean, you can't get away with bad shots on this golf course. It will test you to the limit. And I'm driving it really well. I've been driving it good. I've been driving it far, and that's a huge advantage here if you can hit the fairways. As soon as you get it off, you know, get it out of position, you're struggling to make pars. And for the most part, I did that. I drove it well. I drove it long, and I gave myself some opportunities. I made two or three bogeys, so I had to make five or six birdies today, which is a lot on this golf course.
With the wetness and dry way the course is playing longer, it'll probably dry out by Saturday, you think, or Sunday. Do you see it getting hard and fast?
Definitely. I mean, the greens are very receptive right now. Well, that's what made this place so tough. The greens were firm, and you could not control the ball out of the rough and make it stay on the green. But right now, you can make it stop on the green out of the rough. And I think that's a big difference from in the past and what it is today with the rain we've been having. So I don't think the scores were great today. That just shows you had soft conditions. And usually when you have soft conditions on the tour, there's a lot of low scores. And it didn't happen. So this golf course just, it holds its own.
Thank you.
Okay, how many times have you played this course in your career?
A lot. I'd say probably 15 on the regular tour, I'm guessing, and probably 6 or 7 on this tour. So,
any familiarity, or every year just completely different?
No, to me it's always the same. The golf course place, it never changes. That's what's great about this place. It doesn't throw you any curveballs. So you kind of know what to expect. You know how to kind of prepare for this place when you're coming in. I shot 64 here Sunday last year on the last round. So I was thinking, man, let's see if we can just kind of keep that rolling. When I birdied four of the first five, I'm thinking, all right, we got a shot at doing that again. So, but it's not going to take many under. Usually 10 under. If you can get it to around 10 under, you got a great chance of winning this championship.
How much of an impact do you think the wind had today? Steve was talking about how it was kind of going in a different direction than usual.
Yeah, the northwest wind is kind of different. Usually we get a south-southwest. And the northwest made, you know, like 8 and 9, you turn into 8 and 9s into the wind. 16, 18 are into the wind. Makes those holes play very difficult. And if you get out of position, you're really in trouble. And that is one thing. We normally play a south wind here, so that was a different. But, 10, 11, 12 were straight downwind. And I opened up birdie, 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 you know, right out of the gate. So, and then I birdie the other one, 13, 14, it's downwind. So, you know, I was able to get the downwind holes. It's when you turn back into the wind, they played hard.
Good. All right.
You got it.
Thanks, Kenny. Uh-huh.